My guest at this time is Larry Haas. He is the former communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He is now a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council, and he's the author most recently of Harry and Arthur, Truman, Vandenberg, and the Partnership That Created the Free World. He joins us today to discuss why he believes the United States should move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, as President-elect Trump has suggested at various times that he might do. Mr. Haas wrote about the topic recently for U.S. News and World Report. And Larry, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for inviting me to be with you.
One of the reasons you say this is a good idea for the incoming administration is to reverse the tone set in terms of U.S.-Israeli relations set by the Obama administration, most recently by its refusal to block a U.N. resolution very critical of Israel and really defining various boundaries in that area, including parts of Jerusalem and the West Bank. It's related to settlements and so forth. And even more than that, before we get into moving the embassy, what was your reaction to the Obama administration allowing that to go through?
Well, they not only allowed it to go through, but frankly, they worked behind the scenes to ensure that there was enough support for it so that while they were abstaining from it, everybody else was voting yes. So it was beyond the benign action of just a simple abstention. I reacted very furiously to it. It seemed to be the kind of final nail, in a sense, that the administration had nailed into Israel's coffin over the last 8 years. The theory being that if they were tough on Israel, Israel would make very painful concessions and we would get peace. But in the process, they really were very tough on our closest ally in the region. They didn't really demand anything from the Palestinian side. As a result, the Palestinians dug in even harder. We didn't see negotiations, and the Israelis felt that they couldn't compromise because they were being pressured so much, and the Palestinians didn't think they needed to compromise. So it was a formula for disaster, and that's what we've had over the last 8 years.
And we'll get to the embassy in the next question. There was a House vote essentially condemning that UN resolution recently with a pretty lopsided bipartisan margin. I think it was about 342 to 80. So a lot of Democrats and Republicans voting for it. So do you think that particular resolution may be marking a little bit of a move back by some in the Democratic Party? Or are you concerned that President Obama has dragged them even farther to the other side?
I think both of those propositions could be right at the same time. There's no question that President Obama has dragged the Democrats further to the left on foreign policy in general and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in particular, and you see this come up in the course of conversation and statements by other Democrats. Having said that, this was an action by the United States that even many Democrats thought was beyond the pale. It was just lopsided against a close American ally. So I'm not quite sure what the future brings. Obama might have the influence to continue to move the party to the left, but it may be the case that this is going to be the moment when some Democrats feel that we've gone far enough and we should actually start moving closer to Israel than we've been recently.
So there's been talk over the years, the issue has come up and then kind of waned at various times, about whether the U.S. Embassy in Israel ought to be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. You're for it. What message, both symbolically and in practicality, would that send?
Number one, that Israel is here to stay. There is a hope and a fiction that somehow at some point, and you hear it in particular in the region and you see it voiced and written by Palestinian leaders and unfortunately the broad cross-section of the Palestinian people, according to the polls, that somehow if they keep fighting, they will have, as they like to say, the land from the river, the Jordan River, to the sea, the Mediterranean Sea. And you hear that expression all the time, Palestine from the river to the sea. Well, Palestine from the river to the sea means no Israel. And I think it's time for the United States to send a very clear message to the world that Israel is here to stay, Jerusalem is the historic homeland and capital of the Jewish people, and that's a reality, and the region and the world needs to come on board and get serious about peace, Israel being secure in its borders next to a peace-loving Palestinian state. At the moment, we are not doing anyone any good by ignoring reality, the reality being that Jerusalem is always going to be the capital of Israel. We might as well come to that recognition.
Larry, you also point out in the piece that one of the reasons why this hasn't happened is because people on both sides of the aisle believe that doing so would be seen as a provocative move towards the Palestinians and others in the region who, quite frankly, would prefer it if Israel didn't exist. And so doing so would be more incendiary than helpful in the long term. You explain in your piece why you believe that's actually not the case. Go ahead and lay that out.
Number one, the Palestinians have never needed a reason to be violent against Israel. Whether it is stabbing Jews in Jerusalem, or it is shooting them in the West Bank, or is ramming soldiers at checkpoints, the Palestinians always find an excuse to try to kill Jews. So that's number one. I don't think whether this action is taken is going to be terribly provocative in addition to the hostility that Palestinians already have. With regard to concerns about Arab countries in the area being provocative towards them, well, the so-called Arab Street, frankly, I don't think really cares very much about the Palestinians. And the Arab governments clearly don't care about the Palestinians because they don't do a thing to help them. They don't provide any money to the Palestinians. They use this issue to divert attention from problems within their own country. So, the reality is that to the extent countries will recognize Israel and work with Israel behind the scenes has to do with their own self-interest. Do they feel that they get more out of working with Israel or not working with Israel? And this fear of being provocative, I just don't buy. I think there are larger forces at work that will determine Israeli relations with different Arab countries.
Does it matter where in Jerusalem the U.S. embassy goes?
Yes. I would say that the United States ought to be similarly careful and acknowledge the fact that while Jerusalem is going to be forever the capital, that yes, it's West Jerusalem where the Jewish populations are and the legacy of the Jewish people has been, and leave open the possibility for a Palestinian capital in East Jerusalem. So yes, the American embassy should be in West Jerusalem, I would argue.
Outside of the embassy, obviously within a few days we're going to have a new administration. Donald Trump will be president. He promises a better relationship with Israel. He said as much at the time of the UN vote and other times during the campaign and the transition. What other policies, what other steps, what other gestures would you recommend that he make?
Oh, I think an early visit either to Israel or an early invitation to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to come visit would be a very good first step. And I think just a more even-handed expression about the U.S. approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which is that both sides need to make concessions. That is, that Israel needs to be willing to give up territory that will compensate for the settlements that it has grown in the West Bank, and at the same time, with equal force, he needs to tell the Palestinian leadership and the Palestinian people in no uncertain terms that Israel is here to stay. They should stop their murderous acts against Jews, and they should stop inciting the Palestinian people in mosques and through school curriculum, which only poisons the atmosphere for the next generation of Palestinians.
Larry, we'll hold it there for now. Thanks very much for your time, as always.
Well, thank you for having me.
Larry Haas served as communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He is now a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council and is the author most recently of Harry and Arthur, Truman, Vandenberg, and the Partnership That Created the Free World, which the Wall Street Journal named as one of the top 10 nonfiction books of 2016. Larry's piece on why the U.S. should move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem can be found online at U.S. News and World Report. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.